Hi, my name is Lindsay Amico, and this is the Picture Perfect Mind podcast, where we work on connecting to our higher selves, releasing our limiting beliefs, and creating our unreal lives. Welcome to episode 10, the difference between surrender and settling. Hello, hello from the Picture Perfect Mind podcast. This is Lindsay Amico, and I am so happy to be with you today, here to deliver today's message from Source, Universe, God, Intuition, whatever you want to call it. It is coming through strong today. So, in just allowing this message to come through, I was asking, you know, what do I say today? And what was coming through was settling versus surrender. So Source really wants us to be able to define and decide whether we are settling or whether we are surrendering. So settling for me is saying this is good enough, right? It actually is derived from colonization when people came to a space and were like, okay, we're going to settle down here. When I think of settling in my life, or when I perhaps judge others, when I think they might be settling, when we're not truly happy, when we're not living our most divine, purpose-led life full of joy and magic and wonder, I believe it's because we truly get to a point where we almost think it's not possible. And I think if you're listening to this now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And maybe you're there in a certain aspect of your life now. So whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether it's the house you want or the credit card debt or the relationship that you know you deserve, or stepping fully into your purpose work without any apology, truly asking yourself, where am I in this area right now? Am I truly abundant and happy and full of joy? Of course, knowing that we are human beings, we will always have ups and downs, right? It is not about perfection. It is about, is this truly living out my wildest fantasies, my wildest dreams for my life? Or is this an area where I've truly decided this is as good as it's going to get? This is all that I deserve. This is just how things are. This is how society is. This is how my job or my spouse is. Because I have kids, I am not able to take care of myself, or I just don't have enough time, or I can't quit my job because there's just not enough abundance to go around. And what if I fail? And that's really on the ego track, right? The voice that tries to protect us and is holding us back from things, when we know in the deep, deep, sometimes very deep depths of our soul, our true worth, our true deserving, that anything in this world is possible for us if we just allow it to be so. So thinking of, okay, where am I maybe settling? And I also just want to touch on, I'm not asking you to break apart, to rip apart the foundation of every area of your life. There are always spaces where we end up settling, I think at least a little bit, due to our brain really craving safety and security and comfort, right? So I want to remind you, not being hard on yourself. I love feeling safe. I love feeling comfortable. I love settling down and taking care of my inner child and cuddling up in a blanket or reading a beautiful book or watching a funny movie. So I don't want you to take this as, you need to be go, go, go and doing scary things all the time and expanding. No, part of life is expansion and growth and challenge, but another part of life is to just living your truest desires. And if part of that is safety, that's beautiful. But what I'm talking about is when we're settling and we kind of have that knowing that we're doing so. It's like that pit in our gut where we're like, you know what? I think that I deserve more. I know that I deserve more. I just don't know how to get there. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just wanted to drop in and tell you about a really exciting opportunity for a very limited amount of women to work with me on a one-on-one basis monthly at a fraction of the cost that I typically offer. This is called the Rock Your Fear membership box, and I'm offering it to my ideal clients only. It is application based, so if you are aligned with this, you'll be answering a few questions because we'll be working together on a monthly basis, which means we'll be working together for about a year. So we need to make sure this is energetically aligned for the both of us. With this membership, you get access to me for either a one-on-one coaching session, a one-on-one card pull, or a one-on-one energy manifestation clear to drop something into your life on a monthly basis. In addition to that, you're going to get a physical box in the mail because who doesn't like getting mail? And you're going to get magical products, worksheets, and resources every single month. Not to mention, all of the products are going to be sourced from women-owned businesses, and a portion of the proceeds are going to nonprofits focused on women, education, empowerment, and health. If this sounds as amazing to you as it does for me, head on over to pictureperfectmind.com/rockyourfear and hit apply, and I'll be getting back to you soon. Enjoy the rest of the show. I want to ask you now that you're contemplating areas of your life, maybe you can even rank them from a 1 to a 10, 10 being the most absolute, amazing, fulfilled area of your life, and one being, I am just rock bottom. As you're kind of looking at the areas of your life and doing your best to not have judgment or comparison in here right now, and just having true compassion for yourself and having that external outlook, I want to ask you now, where are you surrendered? So the difference here between surrender and settling. For me, surrender comes when I'm not trying. Surrender comes when I'm able to drop into my body. Maybe first I've coached my ego a bit and I've asked it what it needs and I've talked to it and maybe I've laughed a little at it or with it. And I've listened to my worries and I've felt my feelings and I've moved through that energy. Maybe I've done an energy clear on myself and I've gone through my processes and I've honored myself and loved myself. And then I drop into my body and I feel into my womb space. I feel into my sacral. And I tune into Source. And I say, this or something better. And surrender comes when we're truly giving it up. So the difference here is we're intentionally giving it up, saying, I'm going to get out of the way. And I'm going to allow you to act for me. I'm going to allow you to send the email my way, the client my way, the doctor my way, the relationship my way. And my job here is to not only get out of the way, but to have so much fun. So I don't know if I did a whole podcast episode on this, but I 100% have to. But I always talk about when I manifested my husband, Josh. And what I did at that time was I decided what I wanted. I continued to relay that message to the universe. I was very focused. Whenever I met a new person, I basically asked the universe, is this my husband? Not out loud, because that would be a tad creepy, but I was like, is this my husband? I was super focused. I was allowing it to come in any which way or form. But the biggest thing here was that I didn't allow my life to stop just because I was looking for a relationship. I intentionally sought out joy. I spent time with friends. I journaled about all of the wonderful things that were constantly being brought to me from my guides and from Law of Attraction and how it was working in my favor. And while I was focused, the focus was more on the fun and creating a life that I loved, because I knew that if I was in that vibrational energy and space, the person that I was seeking to attract would be attracted to that energy. They would be at the same vibrational frequency as me. So to me, surrender is not always about not taking action. It's about the inspired action, but it's about truly asking yourself, where are my blocks currently? Where do my worries currently lie? Where are the dialogues existing for myself in the spaces where, you know, let's say my health is out of 4 and I'm tired and I have no energy, and I'm worried about trying to figure out meal plans, and I basically have a dialogue that's saying, you've tried this before. You've tried it before. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're not good at this. You can't figure it out, right? That is the vibrational frequency I am telling the universe that I am worthy of in terms of my health. And that is my ego projection and my voice, because it's trying to protect me from failure that I perhaps have had in the past, right? So once you've asked yourself, where am I settling? Ask yourself, where am I not surrendered? And when you're connected to worry and doubt and ego and being hard on yourself and projecting into the past instead of the future, that is where you are not surrendered to the universe. And you're essentially putting up a wall and saying, I don't deserve this and I don't want this, so please don't give it to me. Surrender is when you create the feeling that you are looking to create from the manifestation of something in your life intentionally before it even comes, and continuing to trust that the universe has your back and that the universe is dropping everything into place for you. But I know personally, as I have started to pay more attention to my body and my 5 energetic bodies, which is mental, energetic, emotional, physical, and spiritual, as I've started to tune into them more, I've really become more honest with myself on where I'm not showing up fully for myself, where I am depleted, where I hold stories, where I hold blocks, where there's past trauma. And this is all a part of our human experience. But we truly are here to overcome this. We're not here to stay stuck in victim mentality. We're here to expand and grow and honor our challenge, honor our strife, honor the problems that we perceive, right? But we're here to lean on source so that source can deliver us things in divine timing. We're also here to take inspired action in our purpose work. So what is our purpose work? And if you don't know, that's okay, right? But thinking about, why am I here on this planet? Who am I here to serve? Who am I here to help? Who am I here to change? Who am I here to affect? And maybe right now it's just being here for yourself, because I think that's the step that pretty much all of us, especially as women, skip. We're not there for ourselves first. We don't ask our bodies what we actually need. We push. So taking all of this in, and once you can identify, okay, here's where I'm not surrendered. Here's where I'm not letting universe act for me. That is where I want you to begin to shift your focus and really focus on what is working for me. What is moving in beautiful directions for me? Whether it's water in the faucet, whether it's food in the fridge, whether it's your loving family, whether it's the roof over your head, whether it is, you know, a family member you can lean on if times are tough, whatever you need to do, instead of fixating on what isn't right, I want you to look at what is really working for me here. So that is what is coming through today. So that is an amazing homework assignment for you to work on, to really just sit and journal and be there for yourself and show the universe that you are ready to shift habits and thought processes and beliefs so that you can be open to what you truly deserve. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Picture Perfect Mind podcast. For all my woo-woo, amazing, badass ladies out there, please feel free to join my free Facebook group, Rock Your Fear. I'm constantly doing free content, uploads, all that goodness, so that you can stay motivated, positive, and aligned with your highest self. That being said, I also work with dudes, so if you need anything, whether it's energy healing, one-on-one coaching, you can reach out at picturepurfectmind@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.